That's right. And you know, between Councillor Rocky Regional Council and Advance Rockhampton, you know, it's just been, we've just been so busy delivering, that's for sure. And, you know, look at Bonza Airlines. I mean, what a cracker.
Mate.
Mid-year, you'll be able to jump on those flights to Melbourne, Sunny Coast, Townsville, Cairns.
And we still haven't seen the photo of our Mayor Tony Williams in his budgies.
In the budgies. I'll leave that, putting that challenge out any further to you. It's probably a career-limiting move, me asking the Mayor to come down here wearing his budgies.
Well, it would be great to see him in his budgie smugglers. Well, I don't know about great, but on an e-scooter, you know?
Yeah, well, just for the record, Michael, if I remember rightly, the COO of Bonza actually gave you a pair as well. So I think the mayor might send the challenge back at you.
Well, luckily for me, I said I was thinking of giving them away, and then the deputy mayor, Adam in Livingston Shire, took the plunge, came in, stripped, put on his budgie smugglers. We took the photos and we're still going through the censorship stage.
Yeah, I'm very, very scared already. There's no limitations on budgie smugglers on our new e-scooters. So that's another cracker for us starting last week, Michael. The e-scooter, the e-mobility, what a great thing. Over 5,000 rides in 4 days.
Gee, that's not
and
bad.
Over 2,000 customers in that 5,000 rides. So multiple rides.
Mm.
But, you know, I mean, that's phenomenal. Saturday was the peak with over 1,700 rides. You know, so with the opening of the new gallery, I mean, wow, the Museum of Art, how fantastic is that? I don't know if you've been in for a look yet, Michael, but...
Mate, the portrait of Margaret Streetlight, fantastic. As I kept saying on air, I was hoping that she'd wear her red shoes.
Mm.
Like, you know, that was her trademark there for a while, but they put a little splash of red in there, so that's good.
Yeah, there is, Michael. But I think I was working in Brisbane when Goma opened down there, and if you haven't been to Goma, it's certainly worth a visit down there. But before you do that, get into the Rockhampton Museum of Art. Certainly not as big as Goma, but as impressive as Goma. We've got a great art collection here, even if you're not an art fan. It's worth coming and having a look.
So when you join all the letters together, what do you call it? I mean, you know, you think they would have put their thinking caps on, so it could have said a word, like a Mona or something like that. So you go, I don't know.
Yeah, RMOA or something. I don't know. But the government loves a good acronym, Michael.
Yeah. So how'd they fail at the art gallery?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they could have gone Roma, but I'm not sure what that actually, Rockhampton of Museum Art, I don't know. But Roma might have been sounded like we were too salubrious and trying to be Rome or something, you know.
Yeah, so Ramona? No, RMOA. Anyway, look. I'm sure the locals have given it a name already.
Yeah, sure they have.
Yeah.
What about the Gold Coast? Hotter. I mean, that's so Gold Coast of them, isn't it?
But doesn't it look spectacular, the Gold Coast, with all the pretty colours and everything?
Does,
it's
does,
just
mate.
A tourist attraction by itself before you even walk in.
That's
but
right.
But, RMOA.
And if you haven't been into the city, everyone come in and check that out. But also that East Street link, if you don't know out there, that they have taken away a link. Council, as part of the project, has taken away a link into East Street. So you can actually walk to and from the riverbank, the Museum of Art, Customs House, through to East Street straight away. No longer do you have to walk around the block all that way, you know, all that 100 metres around the block. But now, what a great link, opening that beautiful riverbank and the boardwalk. You know, it's really worth a trip into the city if you've been. Even bring a scooter, jump on a scooter and come in. I rode one to work yesterday, so, you know.
One of the hot topics, of course, is the closure of the Smart Hub at the end of June, I think.
Mm.
Surely there must be a way to save that, because that's been a project that's helped a lot of people out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a big advocate for innovation, and I know this has been a tough conversation for the mayor and councillors and the executive team.
Mm.
You know, the mayor has now put that out there along with the council chamber. You know, I hope something can happen to bring that Smart Hub back to its glory. But as I think the mayor's been quite strong in saying, he's got to make some tough decisions. He's, you know, and that's really, you know, the conversation he has with me and other executives. He's got to make those tough decisions. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to be in his shoes, that's for sure. Being mayor of a city can be very challenging, working out how to balance that budget. No different to the household budget at home. It can be tough sometimes, and sometimes you have to make some sacrifices. So this is the one they've landed on for now. But so he's only put it out there for conversation. It's not a done deal.
Oh, isn't it?
No, he put that out there. I haven't seen anything to say it's now. It's a definite, unless I've missed something over the last sort of 48 hours or so. Michael, but certainly, you know, innovation for me, an important pillar for a growing city, and the businesses there, they do a great job. So, you know, whatever we can do to help them, we will.
Talking to Greg Bowden, Advance Rockhampton, the next big event to hit our city?
Well, next big event is Rocky Nats, of course, but, you know, the big beer festival, of course, not run by Advance Rockhampton or Council, but, you know, the big beer festival will be on in March, that's for sure. There'll be another number of great things happening in April. There's Rocky Nats, there's the yearling sales and Magic Million sales for the races. You know, there's a number of others. October really is that. March and April, really up to October, is really our event season, so it's a big 6 months. So, you know, watch this space with Seven Rocky River Run, you know, things like that, the polo, all these things are starting to ramp up now. The Rocky Show, of course, in June, yes. Capricorn in August. So, you know, a lot happening over this next 6 months.
And I do believe the streets will be pink on the weekend. A relay race, so that's all good. Everyone's been involved.
Yeah, that's for sure, Michael. Probably one more, Michael, I'll throw out there. If you do want to contribute and be part of the new economic development strategy and action plan for the Rocky Regional Council, Advance Rocky will be running two sessions next week, the 10th, the evening of the 10th on Thursday, and the morning of the Friday, the 11th. Both different sessions, but don't think you need to attend both, but love to get people along. Jump on the Advance Rockhampton website or give us a call. You know, to have your say on what the future economy looks like. So we'll have our consultant in town. I'll be there on the Thursday night. We've also got Alliance Airlines speaking as a guest speaker there. So if you're interested in that, jump on the Advance Rockhampton website and register for that.
How's the big shed going at the airport? Almost complete?
Earthworks are certainly happening out there. Yep. If you haven't been out to the airport for a while, if you look to your left when you're driving to the airport, a massive amount of earthworks happening there. Because as I say, this is about 120-metre long shed, so
it's massive.
You know, longer than a footy field, so it's not a small shed, that's for sure. So
I love it. Okay, great, Bowden, mate, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks,
great.
Mike.